Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles taking care of some business before the start of unrestricted free agency on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. On Monday, the team announcing that they have signed long snapper John Dorenbos, scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent on Tuesday. Instead, Dorenbos signs a four-year deal to remain with the Eagles. At the end of the day, remaining in Philadelphia, the city, the fans, and the new coaching staff kept Dorenbos here.
Anytime there's a regime change, anytime your contract ends in this league, of course you're kind of on edge about, hey, am I going to stay? Am I going to go? Am I even going to have a job? Because, you know, people get usually cut or fired because of lack of performance or just situation. You know, you can't ever take it personal. There's so many factors that get involved. So I was able to meet Coach Kelly. I was able to meet Coach Phipp. And fortunately, we got along. You know, fortunately, there's a chemistry here. Let's see if we can work out the business side. And we did. And to not only be able to play for this team it's going on. I just finished my seventh season here. But to be a part of a new regime and to be a part of a new energy, to be a part of a new era, and have them carry me over is one of the biggest compliments of my career.
As for that new regime, Chip Kelly's arrival in Philadelphia certainly stirred up a lot of excitement among Eagles fans. It's the same for the players in the locker room.
So I got to play for Coach Reed for many years, and I was used to his routine and in his ways, and it was an honor. It was an absolute honor. But even he'll tell you that sometimes change is good. So now that Coach Kelly's here, it's a new energy, it's a new routine, it's a new system, and it's a fresh start, which is good for everybody. It puts me at a level where I got to reprove myself, and hopefully it elevates my game and everybody else's game. I've had a chance to meet with him quite a few times, and I love his approach. I love his kind of his theory and I love everything about him. So one of the big factors of me resigning here is I was excited to get to play for such a great coach, and now I'm excited that the team has put me in a position to have an opportunity to play for him, and I got to go out and prove myself, and you know the rest we'll see what happens.
The Eagles also announcing that safety and special teams ace Colt Anderson agrees to a one-year deal. Anderson was scheduled to become a restricted free agent on Tuesday. He's got a chance to grow and expand his game in 2013 in Philadelphia.
Well, when the Eagles gave me a shot, you know, I was just thankful that I got opportunity, but at the same time, I was never satisfied. I just wanted to continue to improve, and, you know, being a special teams player, you always want to get on, be a defense player, and I'm just going to continue to work hard and get better. I'm just really excited to be back here and get another chance to put on a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Make sure you stay with us as free agency begins on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. PhiladelphiaEagles.com will have the very latest in-depth from the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.